Hi, I'm Liz Rosati, and welcome to this podcast on design. Harmony in life is when things work well together, when everything is in balance. We often think of harmony within a happy family or in nature. It just feels right. Harmony then is intuitive. It relies on an inner knowing, an inner confidence. Color harmony implies beauty. It is when two or more colors are used together as a single entity. Together, the colors are complete, natural, orderly. One color does not pop out from the other as if it were in the wrong place. The harmonious colors capture the viewer's attention and are pleasing. Liking or disliking a particular color is personal taste, like preferring vanilla ice cream to chocolate or hip-hop music to opera. There are no bad colors, only colors that you personally think are beautiful or awful. The relationship between the colors in a composition is what creates the harmony, not the colors themselves. Harmony is only one way to use color. Visually aggressive colors can be more interesting and exciting. Certain design projects require that chaotic color choices are needed to get the concept across. Choosing either harmonious colors or dissonant, non-harmonious colors will depend on your concept and design. Images or concepts that are serious, delicate, fragile will have color combinations that are muted and low contrast or both. Images or concepts that are high energy, bold, strong will have color combinations that have high impact, high contrast, or both. As we talk more about color harmony, it's important to remember that the ground, the area the elements will be placed on, is thought through carefully. Often a design is planned to be printed on a white ground or white paper without any consideration of what tone of white should be used. White is not absolute or pure. It can have an undertone of yellow or green, blue, or other colors. You can see the difference when you place one white next to another. Blacks and grays also will have undertones. There are cool and warm blacks, for example. Taking great care in choosing the color combinations for the elements in a design, but never thinking about the different whites to be used as the ground, will often create a less than good result. As humans, we search for order or harmony in our lives and in things in general, large to small, present to past. The designer can create a perception of order by creating a series of steps between any colors, even colors that have no apparent relationship to each other, colors that have completely different hues, value, or saturation. Change a bright green to a light salmon by using well-spaced intervals which do not challenge, disturb, vibrate, or vanish. A series of visually logical steps between any two colors is easy work for the eyes and brain and is inherently pleasing. The value of a color, the lightness or darkness of it, can also create harmony, but the value in each step must be well distanced from the next. Visually, we prefer even intervals of value rather than uneven ones. As you begin to experiment with color, you'll find that hues of equal value make a pleasing composition when placed on a value-contrasting background. So light values placed on a dark background will create harmony. Using larger areas of color that are close in value can create a rich, multi-hued surface to be used alone or as a background. Saturated colors, colors that are at their strongest intensity, can create harmony in a composition when the level of saturation is kept relatively consistent throughout. Again, keeping a series of well-spaced intervals of similar saturation from bright to dull has its own harmony. To create a sense or perception of depth, gradual intervals of saturation allow the bright colors to come forward and the dull colors to recede into the background. It's important to remember that once you have established a general level of saturation, any atypical element is disruptive. However, let me add that introducing a bright color into an otherwise muted composition can create an area of emphasis. An abrupt change in this way will separate color ideas rather than connecting them into a harmonious whole. Sometimes you will see a very complex color composition with hundreds of colors and wonder how can that work. The trick to creating this kind of composition is to have a dominant family of analogous hues that is supported by lesser areas of their complements. Color compositions where two or more hue families compete for equal attention are often less successful than those with a major-minor hue relationship. So, if harmony is about color working together and keeping a balance, how do you know when this happens? How do you learn to trust your instincts when choosing colors? Practicing the above principles of color harmony is the beginning. You experiment and ask for feedback from others that you trust will be honest in their critique of your work. Practice does strengthen our self-confidence. So take off those blinders and start looking at the world in full harmonious color.